Hello and welcome to Reservoir Brother Dudes and Dudettes. This is your NWM Power recap and review. I'm your host, Dr. Damien Gibson, DMD. And let's get into it. Really good episode of Empower. It's pretty interesting that the smallest promotion that has a TV deal is really leading the way here. I mean, you could argue that it's through necessity, that their women's division is a lot stronger than their men's division. But I don't think that's the case. I think Billy Corgan has legitimately gone all in with Mickie James on pushing the women's division and not just giving lip service or sort of passing interest to their women's division. I've got to say that WWE are, I mean, I know they've copped flack for the Queen of the Ring tournament in the last few weeks, but they are like a lot of their shows are finishing with Charlotte or Becky or Bayley or Sasha or Bianca Belair either promoing or wrestling. So, but anyway, this was really good. We started off with a match between Melina, Chelsea Green, the Hot Mess, and Kylie Rae in a triple threat match. The winner will become the number one contender for the NWA World Women's Championship. Melina won this one via pinfall. Was kind of a surprise roll-up type thing. I assume that this is because Chelsea Green is contracted to Impact, and they have more plans for her on Impact. And that she only, I assume, only filmed a few episodes with NWA. But a bit of a shame, because I would have liked to have seen Chelsea Green take on Camille. And we didn't really get enough. We didn't get to see enough of the Hot Mess gimmick, which is a fantastic gimmick. But anyway, Melina, you know, they're really building up the legend angle here, or the, you know, her being a legend, which she is. But I'm just a bit disappointed. It would have been like Melina would have been the third person I picked to win this match. I'm always going to take the younger option first, and Chelsea Green and Kylie Rae, especially Kylie Rae, I mean, she is an NWA wrestler. I would be pushing her, you know. Who is doing something interesting? Who is, if you put the belt on her, people are going to be like, oh, well, that's interesting. What's she about? That's how NWA got people paying attention to them initially when the shows were on YouTube and in the studio, was by booking people that were different. I mean, you've got your Nick Aldis's and stuff, but, you know, Ricky Starks was on at that time. Ziggy Dice was another one. Question Mark. I mean, you had such a weird range of people on those shows that it really did stand out. And you still have those characters now, you're just not using them, you know. I can also understand wanting to reward Melina for sticking around and being a consistently good presence, but the second match is Camille versus Tootie Lynn. This was a bit of a squash match. Camille wins in a pinfall. Tootie Lynn looks like she's got some skills here, though. Next up, we have Lady Frost versus Sky Blue in a Mildred Burke rules match, which basically means you can't do anything off the top rope, which gets in the way of Lady Frost's skill sets, her move sets. Lady Frost did end up getting a win here via pinfall, but had a fistful of trunks. So I assume that this will be a bit of a angle going forward. Next up, we had the Hex versus Genocide and Paola Blaze. This was a really good match. Really enjoyed this one. Still, the winner was still NWA's World Women's Tag Team Champions, the Hex, via pinfall. And then the main event, Mickie James versus Kira Hogan. Now, even though this angle was not, legitimately, only started building it up last week. Was it last week or the week before? Either way, it's been 2 weeks tops, this feud. However, this match was so good that I would like to see these guys continue to feud. The story being told here was all about Mickie James essentially proving a point to Kira, but also not being a dick about it, being very maternal with the lesson that she was doling out here, because in her rush to try and get to the top of the card, Kira basically booked herself in an interview, and Mickie James called that out, which I really liked, because that's something that you would not do. Like, if you shoot went out in the middle of an interview and just started booking, you know, just mentioned a feud that was not planned, you would be in a lot of trouble backstage. So to play on that and to do that in front of the camera was really cool. And to make that the cornerstone of this story is also really cool. And I think Mickie James, she's kind of having a similar sort of feud with Deonna Purrazzo in Impact at the moment. I hope that Impact get Mickie James in ring. Impact do great stuff with their women's division as well. I'm not having a go. But Mickie James wrestling in this match, and Kira Hogan's as well, but Mickie James, because she's a bit older, was surprisingly phenomenal. I mean, just there was a about two and a half minutes of chain wrestling that kept resulting in bridges happening to keep shoulders off the mat. Just brilliant stuff. So that is it for NWA Power. I really enjoyed the match, the episode. It was just straight wrestling, and I kind of feel like NWA is at its best when that's happening. Do minimal amounts of storytelling, like just tell the beats that you have to tell. I don't know about, you know, filming everything at the site where they're filming it at the moment. I think they desperately need to get back into that TV studio, and they desperately need to invest whatever money they have into better production values, because the roster that they've managed to get together now, and even their commentary team, are all pretty good. That's all sort of fallen into place. It really is the production values that would be pushing prospective viewers away. You know, half empty audiences, microphones that are way too hot. Filmically, it doesn't look as good as it could. Especially, you know, I watched Power and then Dynamite straight after today. And I understand one's being filmed for Fight TV and the other one's being filmed for TNT, but still. But anyway, I'm going to leave that there, guys. Good episode, really good. Hope they do more in Powers. There's still a part of me that, I don't know, it's like, well, it's great that there's an Empower, you know, sort of every 2-3 months or whenever they're doing it. But if you just booked the other shows at 50%, you probably wouldn't need to worry about it. And as I say, NWA definitely have, especially in comparison to their male roster, no reason why they couldn't be booking. If they've got four matches on every Power, I have two of them as women's matches. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, brother dudes and dudettes. If you're enjoying the podcast, throw us a rate and review. 5 stars would be great. Follow us on social media. You can send us emails at wrestlewolf@gmail.com. Until next time, brother friends, may your wrestling be good wrestling, and good night.